Government has denied that it pays greater percentage of donor funds to consultants. Deputy Minister for Local Government and Rural Development, Baba Jamal, tells Radio Ghana that there is no merit in suggestions that five metropolitan assemblies paid 70% of project funds for services rendered by consultants. He spoke to Bubu Klinogo.
Apart from Tamale, out of 614,000, 35,157,221 was spent on consultancy services, studies and training. It's not only consultancy, it's consultancy, services and training. Now look at even a place like Tema. The total amount was 1.9 million. Out of the 1.9 million, only 428 went into consultancy services and training. When you come to Kumasi, out of the 8.9 million, almost 9 million dollars, only about less than a million went into consultancy. So what is this issue of greater part has gone into consultancy, greater part has gone? And the consultancy is not only consultancy, it's training and services. And those training and services are the essential part of every contract that you do. So let not anybody create the impression that the greater part of the money went into it. In any case, this project has been very successful. It has been able to achieve its purpose, and it has been very beneficial to this country. So let's look at the benefits to the country instead of twisting facts and saying that it has more has gone into services. So
how do we get these consultants? Are we at a liberty as a country to choose our own consultants for some of these projects?
It depends on the project that you are doing and where you are getting the money. If the people you are going to borrow the money from says that we need a consultancy or we will bring you our own consultants, if you don't need the money, you leave the money. But if you want the money, you go in for the consultants. Come in their condition, you leave the money. But once you go in for the condition, then you have to know that the condition goes with the money.
The next issue that is worrying people is how the local governments or the various district assemblies are being empowered to generate enough revenue internally to support most of their activities.
If you listen to my responses, for this year, we are focusing on, one, the street naming and addressing system that will allow district assembly to be able to increase their IGF. A lot of strategies are being adopted. But if you don't have street naming, you don't have properties addressed, the district assembly will not even know their property and even the values of it. So that is one of the major problems that is inhibiting IGF collection. And this is something that we are tackling this year. Besides that, we are also introducing a lot of electronics into the district assembly so that we'll go away from manual, which is easy to corrupt and easy to even do a lot of things. These are all strategies we are using to improve the IGF component of the income of the district assembly.
And that was Deputy Minister for Local Government and Rural Development, Baba Jamal, talking to Bubu Klinogo.